Behold, marvelous wealth beyond your wild...
Hello and welcome to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark for the series finale, our final home game of the regular, or final road game of the regular season, and the final home game for the Visalia Rawhide. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Visalia Rawhide. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Sunday afternoon baseball between your Fresno Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, and the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, the hometown Visalia Rawhide. Sunday afternoon baseball between the Grizzlies and the Rawhide, and Fresno looking for a series win. They come in with a record of 75-50 overall, 39-20 in the second half. Their second half record tied for the best in minor league baseball, but Fresno only a game up on the Modesto Nuts, because Modesto has won 12 games in a row. The Grizzlies trying to get to the postseason and a matchup with the San Jose Giants. So this game is crucial for the Grizzlies because they face Modesto starting Tuesday at Chukchansey Park for the last home stand of the season. The Grizzlies, this is their last road game of the regular season. And they take on the Visalia Rawhide, who are 49-76 overall. The Rawhide are 26-33 in the second half. They're just 5 games back in the California League South Division standings. The Rawhide have an outside shot of making the postseason. If they can win the second half, they will need to get some help from Modesto, who's won 5 straight against Inland Empire, who lead that division. Inland Empire and Lake Elsinore battle each other next week. That should make for an interesting series, and the Rawhide need a win today in order to keep their playoff hopes alive. So this game, very important for both teams. The Grizzlies looking for a series win. The Rawhide looking for a series split here this evening. Last night, the Grizzlies falling 7-0 to the Rawhide. A tough game for Fresno. A flat game for the Grizzlies offense. Just 4 hits. Aiden Longwell, though, had 2 of them, giving him 5 over the past 2 games. Aiden Longwell is also our pregame guest today. We'll talk about him in just a moment. But the Grizzlies looking to get back on the right track as they give the ball to right-hander Jake Madden. An 0-2 record, an 8.44 ERA. Jake Madden coming over from the Angels in a trade on July 30th. Madden also with Mason Albright were part of that trade. That was on July 30th, 2023. 2-8, 5.88 overall, 0-2, and 8.44 ERA with the Grizzlies. While the Rawhide give the ball to right-hander Lorenzo Encarnacion, an 0-6 record, a 7.41 ERA. Encarnacion looking for his first win with the Rawhide. And both these pitchers, right-handers, they both wear the number 11, so it should make for a fun battle for Sunday afternoon baseball here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Well, as you mentioned, our pregame guest is Aiden Longwell, one of the newcomers to the Grizzlies. And right now, he has been the offensive firepower. 5 hits over his last 2 games. All of his hits were crushed as well, too. Aiden Longwell went to Kent State, where he broke a lot of MAC records and school records as well. We talked a little bit about that. And Longwell now happy to be joining a team that is playing meaningful baseball down the stretch. We talked a little bit about that. And also a 2-sport athlete. When he was in Ohio, he was a football star as well. Our pregame guest is Aiden Longwell. When we come back right after this break, we'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV. It's the last road game of the regular season for your Fresno Grizzlies.
Behold, marvelous wealth beyond your wildest dreams.
It's the $1.7 million pyramid of cash giveaway at Chukchansey Gold.
Ascend to discover thrilling fortune.
Like your share of $700,000 in cash and prizes every Thursday and Friday in September and October.
Plus, a chance at $1 million.
It's the $1.7 million pyramid of cash giveaway, only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino.
interview with Grizzlies infielder Aiden Longwell in 3, 2, 1. Bringing one of the new Grizzlies newcomers in Longwell. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, thanks for having me out.
First question I have for you. So talk a little bit about your upbringing and where your love for baseball started.
Yeah, from Madison, Ohio, blue collar town. Just grew up with my family. We really bond over sports. Played baseball with my dad in the backyard, my brother in the backyard all the time. That's kind of how we bonded and what we did as a family. So it's just been my life since I was a little kid.
Now, did you grow up a Cleveland Indians fan / Guardians, Cincinnati Reds?
Yeah, I was a Guardians Indians fan back in the day, but Guardians now, yeah.
Did you have a favorite player when you were younger?
When I was younger, actually, my favorite player was Derek Jeter.
Why Derek Jeter?
Just watching him, the way he played the game. He always played it the right way. We just really enjoyed watching him play.
You know, when you look at your bio, you're a two-sport athlete, and you were just talking to me just recently about your high school is very famous for football. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, Madison, Ohio. Football is the pride and joy there. They love it in Madison, Ohio. It's a special place. If you ever get the opportunity to, you should go out there and see a game. Madison McKinley, that's a special game in itself. But yeah, it's just a blue collar town and they love their football there.
Absolutely. And you were a two sport athlete yourself too. But so what decided the difference between football versus baseball? And then talk about your love for football as well.
Yeah, man, I enjoyed football. Growing up, I was always playing as many sports as I could. It's just kind of what I did. But I love baseball. My dream's always been to get to the big leagues, and you can't do that playing football. So that's why I chose baseball, and I'm really happy with my decision.
Then you decided to go to Kent State. How did you decide to go be a Golden Flash?
Yeah, it was close to home. That was something that was important to me. My family being able to come and see me play and all that. And I really fell in love with the coaching staff there pretty early. And it was just a great setup for me, and I really enjoyed my time there.
Matching, always a fun time for football, for baseball and everything. How hard is it to play, though, when you're in cold cities all the time, too, and being successful and then also being a part of the MAC, a lot of fun competition, Ohio, Miami, Ohio, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, I grew up in the cold weather, so it's just something you got to get used to if you want to be successful in baseball, being out there when it's snow and then shoveling snow off the field. So I think I just grew up with it and I was just used to it, so it wasn't really a change for me.
Absolutely, and 2023 was a year for you, 75 RBI, breaking almost every school record, MAC record, everything in between. Talk about your 2023 campaign a little bit.
Yeah, so 2022 I struggled a little bit, had a little lull there in the middle of the season, so I just wanted to get back into the work, put my nose down and grind, and I just trusted the process and the results took care of themselves.
And then you were getting eyed by a couple different places, but the Rockies were the one that gave you the call in the 17th round. Where were you when you found out that you were drafted by the Colorado Rockies?
Yeah, I was at home with my family. It was a special couple of days just kind of watching the draft and communicating with a couple of different teams. But I'm really grateful for the opportunities the Rockies have given me.
And now you're here in Fresno after spending some time in the ACL, where you actually hit very well as well, too. But how does it feel now to be on a playoff push with the Grizzlies?
Yeah, it's cool to be playing meaningful baseball again. It's just really special to be able to get in here and play baseball with these guys, kind of get settled in the last couple of days. I'm starting to find my groove, and I'm really excited to be here for this.
Now, I know you haven't played a game yet at Chancy Park, but you've been around the stadium a little bit. How have you enjoyed the ballpark? I mean, a little bit different than it is here in Visalia.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. Just kind of looking around a little bit. I'm excited to get there next week and play.
All right, well, last thought for you. What can Rockies fans expect from Aiden Longwell in the future?
Yeah, I'm going to play the game the right way and give everything I can to this organization, and hopefully everything works out.
Well, let's go win a game tonight, and I appreciate you joining me on the game.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Visalia Rawhide. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Sunday afternoon baseball between the Highway 99 rivals. It's the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Arizona Diamondbacks. Your Grizzlies looking for a series win, and tonight They are back at it as they've taken three of the first five games of this series. And a big thank you to Aiden Longwell, who's been a big part over the past couple of games for the Fresno offense, for joining us on the pregame show as we get set for the last road game of the regular season for the Grizzlies. They will end their season at home for six games and then hopefully postseason after that. The Rawhide will take the field. We'll have the national anthem first pitch, and we'll give you the lineups in just a moment as well as we get set for baseball this afternoon. A beautiful but muggy day here in Visalia. The last road game of the regular season. We have not played a day game in a little bit, so this should be a lot of fun. With that being said, let's head down to the PA announcer for tonight's national anthem.
As they made their way and tackled all the Raw players in the outfield. Make sure that the kids over here get by the Raw High players and the bunch of children out there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this time to honor America. And for those who can rise and stand, time now for the singing of our national anthem, the United States of America. Look for the flag of the USA above the right field fence. Sing the Star Spangled Banner. Welcome, Lola Solomon.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly
a nice national anthem to get set for Sunday afternoon baseball here at Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. Glad you could join us as well as we get set for first pitch. It's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with your Fresno Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. The Grizzlies, 75-50 overall, 39-20 in the second half. Fresno managed by Steve Solis. Here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing shortstop, number 15, Cole Carrig. Batting second, the right fielder, number 25, Daniel Amaral. Batting third at first base, number 35, Aiden Longwell. Batting fourth, it's a third baseman, number 33, Kyle Karros. Batting fifth at DH, number 3, Brian Betancourt. Batting sixth is a second baseman, number 23, Andy Perez. Cody Huff, the catcher, he bats seventh. Jesus Bugarin, he will hit 8th in center field. And batting 9th, the left fielder, number 10, Jake Snyder. And on the bump for your Grizzlies, the right-hander, number 11, Jake Madden. Madden, an 0-2 record, an 8.44 ERA. So for the Grizzlies against the right-hander, Lorenzo Encarnacion, it'll be Carrick, Amaral, Longwell, Karros, Betancourt, Andy Perez, Huff, Bugarin, Snyder, Madden on the bump for Fresno as we get set for first pitch. The Grizzlies lineup presented by Toyota and manager Steve Solis. As we get set for Sunday afternoon baseball, just the 16th day game of the 2023 season, the final road game of the regular season here in Visalia. Here comes the first pitch to Cole Carrig, the switch-hitting shortstop this evening. from the right-hander in Lorenzo Encarnacion and Carrick. Swing and a miss, and we are underway at 12.09 p.m. As here comes the 0-1, and that's a line drive out to left field, but it will go harmlessly foul. And the count now at 0-2. It is 73 degrees. Clear. Actually, it's partly cloudy skies. As here comes the 0-2, and that is line foul, and we'll do it again with no balls and two strikes. 6 mile per hour winds from right to left field. Count remains at 0-2 to Carrick. Here comes the pitch from Encarnacion, and it is low for a ball. Count at 1 ball and 2 strikes to Cole Carrick, batting .324, 2 homers, 11 RBI. Carrick a .909 OPS since joining Fresno. Couple weeks with the team now. Here comes the 1-2 offering to him, and it's inside. Count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The home plate umpire's Jared Dwersen. Over on the bases, Tim Barreras. Here comes the 2-2 now. Encarnacion comes set from the full windup. Here's the pitch. Outside, count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. The Grizzlies wearing their gray unis. Fresno written across the front. That's in black and red font. Red numbers in the back. Here comes the 3-2. And that is swung on and missed. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate. And Carrick down on strikes. One out now as here comes the right fielder and Daniel Amaral. So Carrick strikes out to start his afternoon. The Rawhide, they're wearing their red unis, red cap, black and yellow numbers on the front and the back. They have the V-Cow logo on the front. As that is swung on and missed, the count at 0-1. Shaped like a rope in the front of their jersey. As the count at no balls and one strike. Here comes the next pitch to Daniel Amaral. And it's in the dirt. Count now at 1 ball and 1 strike. And look like it got a piece of the umpire in Jared Dwersen. Since we'll have a little bit of a breather, let's give you the Rawhide lineup presented by manager D. Garner. The Rawhide, 49-76 overall. They're 26-33 in the second half. The single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks will be Drew Jones in center field. Yancel Luis, he is the DH. He'll bat second. Here comes a 1-1 now to Amaral, and he fouls it off. The count now at 1-2. Christian Robinson, the left fielder, he hits third. The shortstop, Jose Fernandez, he bats cleanup. Batting fifth is the second baseman, Christopher Torin. Batting sixth, the first baseman in Kevin Sim. Here comes the 1-2 to Amaral, and Amaral swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts. And that's how Encarnacion starts his afternoon, as here comes the first baseman in Aiden Longwell. 5 hits over his last 2 games, our pregame guest. Batting seventh will be the right fielder, Alvin Guzman. He had a big game last night with 2 hits, including a 2-run homer. He also had a ground rule double. Jeremiah Boyd does the catching. He hits eighth. And Requelman Cabral bats ninth. He's the third baseman. As the first pitch is a check swing by Longwell on the inside part of the plate. It is a strike. The count at no balls and one strike. Fresno's now struck out 5 straight times dating back to yesterday. As that's a fly ball out to center field. Jones racing in, now goes back a little bit and makes the catch. And the Grizzlies go down here in the top of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Behold, marvelous wealth beyond your wildest dreams.
It's the $1.7 million pyramid of cash giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold.
Ascend to discover thrilling fortune.
Like your share of $700,000 in cash and prizes every Thursday and Friday in September and October.
Plus, a chance at $1 million.
It's the $1.7 million pyramid of cash giveaway only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the first inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Rawhide, as Drew Jones will lead things off against Jake Madden. Madden, an 0-2 record, an 8.44 ERA. For Madden, he joined Fresno just a couple weeks ago, making his fifth start with the Grizzlies, 19th start overall. He has faced the Rawhide four times already this year because he was with Inland Empire in the Angels system. So the right-hander, very familiar to not only Valley Strong Ballpark, but to this Rawhide lineup. So we'll see how he goes through this lineup as Drew Jones will lead things off. Jones had a great game last night. Three hits, reached base four times. Drew Jones, the number two prospect in the Diamondback system. He walked and had three singles with an RBI and a run. As Jake Madden's first pitch is swung on and missed, a count at 0-1 to Drew Jones. They're in the bottom of the first inning. Here comes the 0-1 from Madden to Jones. And that is inside, count at 1-1. As you said, the Grizzlies, they're wearing their gray unis, the black cap, the red bill, the California Bear flag on top of that cap. Here comes the 1-1. That is low, count at 2-2. Visalia in the red unis, the red cap as well. Black and yellow numbers on the front and the back of their jerseys. Here comes the 2-1 from Madden. And that is a ground ball off of Madden, it looked like. And the second baseman, and Perez is there. And the throw to first in time. Nice play right there. I don't know if Madden touched it initially because the ball didn't look like it made any movement. But up the middle, Andy Perez makes a nice play. He goes up the middle, the backhand, the off-balance throw in the middle of the diamond over to the first baseman Longwell in time, and Jones is out. So 4-3 as here comes Yonsel Luis as he swings and misses on a breaking ball low, the count at 0-1. Madden, three pitches, fastball, slider, changeup. The fastball is the bread and butter, though, but the breaking balls, they can come along as that's another good breaking ball down the zone. The count now at 0-2. Jake Madden, long flowy hair from the back of his cap, looking for the punch out of Luis, the number 13 prospect in the Diamondback system. Here comes the 0-2. That is high for a ball. Count of 1-2. Madden can get the fastball to the mid-90s. Consistently, though, around 93-94. 1-2. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it is grounded foul. And the count remains at 1-2. Jake Madden listed at 6'6", 185 pounds. Madden, 21 years old, from Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. Went to Northwest Florida State JC. Here comes the 1-2 to Luis. Swung on and missed. He's down on strikes. Good pitch from Madden on the inside part of the plate. First strikeout for Madden, second out of the inning. As here comes the left fielder in Christian Robinson, the number 11 prospect in the Rawhide, or in the Diamondback system. On the Rawhide, having Robinson for the week as he is up or down from High A Hillsboro because of visa issues as the first pitch is fouled off. The count at 0-1, one of those half swings. Not sure if Robinson wanted to go after that fastball. From Jake Madden. Madden traded from the Angels to the Rockies on July 30th, 2023. This is his first professional season. Here comes the 0-1, and it's low. Count of 1-1. Part of the trade that sent C.J. Cron and Randall Grichuk to the Angels for Mason Albright and Jake Madden. And Madden, he has been one of the talented pitchers in the system. As that swung on a miss, count at 1-2. Look like the breaking ball there from Madden. Has the strength, the size, he pretty much has what any pitcher needs. As here's the pitch, it's outside, counted 2-2. The strength and everything in between. Madden ranked now as the number 23 prospect in the Rockies system. As here comes the 2-2 from the right-hander to Robinson. Check swing, it's outside, count at 3-2, and Madden looking for back-to-back punch-outs here in the bottom of the first inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Rawhide. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. He got Robinson and Jake Madden. A 1-2-3 inning as well with two punchouts. We head to the top of the second with no score. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. We're in the top of the second inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Rawhide, as Kyle Karros will lead things off against the right-hander in Lorenzo Encarnacion, as Karros takes a pitch inside. Count at 1-0. Encarnacion from the full windup. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. It's inside to hit Karros. Just missing. Count now at 2-0. Encarnacion, an 0-6 record, a 7.41 ERA. Here's the 2-0. That's a strike. Count now at 2-1. As Karros asking Jared Dwersin where that ball was. Good pitch from the right-hander in Encarnacion. Here's a ground ball. Softly hit. The third baseman coming up with it. The throw to first is going to be dropped by the first baseman in Sim. It looked like it hit off his glove, and it will go harmlessly down, and Karros is going to reach. I believe they're going to rule that possibly an error, because that would have been made cleanly if caught. I believe it should be E3. As Karros was right there, he would have been out by a step. And now here's Bryant Betancourt. It was 4 homers, 56 RBI. Here comes the pitch. And he flies one softly to center field. And Jones now coming in. He's there with plenty of room and will make the play. So Betancourt is retired. As here comes the second baseman and Andy Perez. They ruled the Karros ball a single, by the way. So Karros reaches on an infield single to the third baseman in Cabral, who came up on the ball. As here's Andy Perez now. And Perez, a chopper back to Cabral. It's going to be another tough play, and Cabral hits the pitcher Encarnacion, and Perez will reach. Karros to second, and Perez an infield single. And that was one of those plays where it's communication. If you're the pitcher Encarnacion, you let your third baseman go after it. But it was still a tough ball in general. Perez, great speed. And Cabral really would have had to make a good throw to get Perez. So now two runners on with one out for Cody Huff. Huff was 4-for-4 the other night with a big double and two RBI. As here comes the pitch to Cody Huff, and he checks one foul. Counted no balls and one strike here in the top of the second inning. And make sure you take your game to the rugged terrain. It's a $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold going on now through September 4th. Here comes the 0-1 to Cody Huff, and it is high. Counted at 1-1. Drive away with adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash plus a truck. Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. Here's the 1-1 Huff inside. Count it. Two balls and a strike. And again, this ends tomorrow, September 4th, for the off-road adventure giveaway at Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. Proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. As here comes the 2-1 to Cody Huff. Carroll's leads from second as Huff fouls one off. Count now at two balls and two strikes. Cody Huff, four homers. Had a great game the other night, as we said. Catching once again off days. And back-to-back games for him after catching the first three. Cody Huff, a very good catcher, one of the best defensive catchers, not only in the California League, but also in minor league baseball. As here comes the 2-2 to Huff. There goes the runners. The pitch is inside. Now they're going to backpick. The throw to second, and they got Perez. Great job for the second out of the inning. And they're running off the field, and I think they said that Huff was out on strikes. And now everyone is confused because I believe that Huff only had, I thought Huff, alright, I guess they called a strike him out, throw him right there, and that will end the inning. Okay, a little bit of confusion right there. As Cody Huff called out on strikes, the throw to second gets Perez, and that will end the inning. We will head to the bottom of the second with no score. Listen to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chukchansi Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only six games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chukchansi Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Behold, marvelous wealth beyond your wildest dreams.
It's the $1.7 million Pyramid of Cash giveaway at Chukchansi Gold.
Ascend to discover thrilling fortunes.
Like your share of $700,000 in cash and prizes every Thursday and Friday in September and October.
Plus, a chance at $1 million.
It's the $1.7 million Pyramid of Cash giveaway, only at Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark here in Visalia, California. We're in the bottom of the second inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Rawhide. As Jose Fernandez will lead things off against Jake Madden. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Madden. And it is inside, count at 1-0. Jake Madden, after being traded to the Rockies, was actually supposed to face the Grizzlies. As here comes the 1-0. To Fernandez, fouled off, the count at 1-1. Jake Madden was the scheduled starter for Sunday evening baseball when Inland Empire was hosting Fresno, and that was in late July. Well, then Madden was a late scratch before first pitch, as that is a high chopper, and Madden off the mound picks it up to throw to first in time, and Madden fields his position well. It goes 1-3 for the first out, as here comes the second baseman and Christopher Torin. Well, so Madden then found out that he was actually just going to walk to the other dugout and join his new team. And Madden is now with the Grizzlies, making his fifth start of the year. An 0-2 record, an 8.44 ERA. His last outing came on August 27th versus Stockton in a no decision. Three innings, he allowed just a solo home run, three walks, and three strikeouts. As here comes the 0-1 at Torin, swung on, fouled off, count now at 0-2. Madden making his fifth appearance, though, and fifth start against the Rawhide. He made four of them with Inland Empire, an 0-3 record, an 8.31 ERA, a no decision in his first start, and then three straight losses. As here's the 0-2 inside, the count at 1-2. And in one of those starts, he gave up a lot of hits, but his other two, just inconsistency with the strike zone. As here comes the 1-2, that is inside, count now at 2-2. So Madden, if he can find the strike zone, will have a lot of success against this Rawhide group. As here comes the 2-2. And it is a ground ball, softly hit again. Madden, bare hand! The throw to first, he got him! Nice play from Jake Madden! Similar spot as where Fernandez hit his, and Madden puts out the bare hand, catches it perfectly. He puts his glove together, makes sure he secures the ball, and the throw to first in time. Two outs now, as here comes the first baseman in Kevin Sim. Nice play from Madden, two outs, both made by the pitcher in Madden. Here's the pitch. It's low. Count at 1-0. So Jake Madden gets the start. 19th start of the season. Four starts in August. First start in September. As here comes the 1-0 from the righty. And it's a high chopper. Karros on a short hop makes the pick to first in time. It's a quick inning for Jake Madden. We head to the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit YellowDogGraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the top of the third inning, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As Jesus Bugarin will lead things off for Fresno against the right-hander and Lorenzo Encarnacion. Here comes the pitch from the 21-year-old, as that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Lorenzo Encarnacion, 5'11", 175 pounds. From Vicente Noble, Dominican Republic. Here comes the 0-1, and Bugarin lines one just foul. The count now at 0-2. Encarnacion, this season, an 0-6 record, a 7.41 ERA. This is his 14th start. Here comes the 0-2, and Bugarin swing and a miss. He actually fouled off that pitch, according to the umpire, but he is down on strikes. Fourth strikeout for Encarnacion. And with one out in the inning, here comes the left fielder in Jake Snyder. Here comes the first pitch from Encarnacion, and Snyder fouls off. The count at no balls and one strike. Encarnacion was really good on June 23rd at Inland Empire. He feigned six over five scoreless innings. And then at Lake Elsinore on June 1st, fans 7 over 4 frames. As here's a ground ball, backhand by the first baseman, lost initially by Sims, the throw of the pitch recovering in time. Sim initially lost the ball multiple times. He tried picking it up, and the underhand toss to Encarnacion covering in time to get the speedy Snyder. It goes 3-1 for the second out. As here comes Cole Carrigal for one with a strikeout. And Sim, great job staying with the ball. You could tell he was a little bit nervous trying to pick up that ball, knowing the speed of Snyder. But the play is made for the second out. As Lorenzo Encarnacion trying to get through three scoreless innings. Here comes the 1-0 from the right-hander. And that is low. Count now at 2-0 to Cole Carrigal, the 21-year-old from San Diego State. Here comes the 2-0. And Carrick, fly ball to right field. It is gone. Cole Carrick leaves the yard. His second time this series, his third of the season, and the Grizzlies have a 1-0 lead here in the third. Cole Carrick, a solo homer to right field. That ball was gone off the bat. And just like that, Fresno out in front. Cole Carrick, the right fielder Guzman, just watched it soar over his head. And Fresno's third hit of the game is a big one. So Carrick gives the Grizzlies the lead as here comes the right fielder and Daniel Amaral, who's 0-1. 1-0 here in the top of the third inning. Here comes the pitch to Amaral, and Amaral takes a called strike. The count at 0-1. Two outs here in the top of the third. Here comes the 0-1 to Amaral, and that is a strike. The count now at 0-2. Good pitch right there from Encarnacion. As that is fouled off. The count remains at 0-2. Daniel Amaral, 26 years old. Batting second this afternoon. A very good defender. The bat, very good as well. Here comes the 0-2, and that is swung on and missed, and he is down on strikes once again as we have the bottom of the third, but not before Cole Carrick, a solo homer to right field, 1-0 Fresno. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark here in Visalia, California. Bottom of the third inning, 1-0. The Grizzlies lead the Rawhide. One in every 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime, but early detection results in the least invasive treatments and the best outcomes. Men, have a conversation with your doctor about the testing for PSA. It's a simple blood test. For more information about getting screened for prostate cancer, go to fansforthecure.org. fansforthecure.org. Again, fansforthecure.org, a proud partner of minor league baseball here in the bottom of the third. As here comes Alvin Guzman, the right fielder, against Jake Madden here in the bottom of the third inning. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Madden, and that is a ball. The count at 1-0. Alvin Guzman, 2 hits last night, including a 2-run homer out to left field, a double down the right field line that landed into the grassy berm. Count at 1-0. Here comes the pitch from Madden, and that is chopped foul. The count at 1-1. Guzman, 9 home runs, a .231 batting average, a .690 OPS. As here comes the 1-1 offering from Madden. And that is foul tip. The count now at 1-2. And Madden looks like he's working out of the stretch now. He was in the windup and in the past couple of pitches working from the stretch. The right-hander Now 1-2. Now looks like he's going back to the windup. Here comes the pitch. And it is in the dirt. Count now at 2-2. Jake Madden was drafted by the Angels in the fourth round in the 2022 MLB draft out of Northwest Florida State Junior College. Signed for an overslot bonus of $1 million, so he would not go to Alabama. As here comes the 2-2, and that is chopped foul again. Jake Madden had a blister issue while at Northwest Florida State, but he still made 12 appearances, compiling a 4-4 mark with 76 strikeouts over 47 and two-thirds innings. He committed to the University of South Carolina before undergoing Tommy John surgery his senior year of high school, which of course changed a couple of his plans. And here comes his 2-2. Swung on and missed. And Guzman down on strikes. Madden's looked good so far. His third punch out of the game. With one out, here comes the catcher in Jeremiah Boyd. And Madden, very efficient so far in this contest. He attended East Pennsboro High School in Enola, Pennsylvania, where he was a star position player, actually. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, the count of 1-0. Of course, he pitched a little bit, but he said he was actually a really good infielder as well. Now, his cousin played with him at East Pennsboro. As here comes the 1-0, and that is fouled off, the count at 1-1. And Grizzlies fans may recognize this name, because it's the team we're facing next week, Modesto Nuts right-hand pitcher Michael Morales. And Jake Madden are cousins. They grew up literally down the street from one another in Enola. Playing catch almost every day together, said Madden. As that pitch is low, he counted 2-2. When initially Madden came over and we were looking up the statistics of the right-hander, when I saw the high school in the city, I go, oh, I recognize this. As there's a ground ball up the middle, the backhand by Perez, the throw to first in time, and Boyd is retired. It goes 4-3. That ball was right back up the middle, and Madden had to get out of the way, kind of did an ole over the ball, and Perez up the middle makes the play. So two outs now, as here comes the third baseman, Enriquelman Cabral. So when we were doing the research, and I noticed that, I said, okay, well, I know a pitcher who goes there. And, of course, I looked it up. It was Modesto's right-hander, Michael Morales. Well, at that point, I didn't know that they were related. I just thought, okay, same area, so on and so forth. As that swung on a miss, it counted 0-2. And then I had a conversation with Jake Madden. And he goes, oh, yeah, that's my cousin. Pretty cool. Small world in baseball. Now both pitching in the California League. As here comes the 0-2. Morales scheduled to start next week. As here comes the 0-2, and that is swung on and missed, and Madden, 3-3 in terms of innings. We head to the top of the fourth, 1-0 Grizzlies. You're listening to Fresno Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Behold, marvelous wealth beyond your wildest dreams.
It's the $1.7 million Pyramid of Cash giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold.
Ascend to discover thrilling fortunes.
Like your share of...
Andy Perez, who's 1-for-1 with an infield single. So Betancourt just missing extra bases, and that would have definitely scored one, maybe two runs. So now here's the pitch to Perez, and Perez lines one, and just fouled down the right field line. Oh, Perez was right on that pitch. Counted 0-1. Just missing extra bases for Perez. Perez just one homer on center fielder as well. All three catchers in the lineup this evening. 1-0 Fresno here in the top of the fourth inning. A 2-1 count to Cody Huff with two outs and two runners on. Here's the pitch. And that's a fly ball to left field, a long run, still going, it's at the track, it is, reaching up, and it is fair, and it is gone! Cody Huff, a 3-run homer, 4-0 Grizzlies! And Cody Huff did not know that that ball stayed fair, and he didn't know it went out as well. The left fielder Robinson tried robbing the home run, and it just snuck over the left field wall right near that 320 marker. And just like that, his fifth homer of the year, and it's 4-0 Fresno. So with two outs, Cody Huff, a 3-run homer. As here's Jesus Bouguerin now. So Longwell scores, Caro scores, and now Huff scores. As that's a high foul ball, count it 0-1. So 3 runs, the third hit of the inning as well. And it's 4-0 Fresno. As that is swung on a miss, the count now 0-2 to Bougarine. Right now, listening on the scoreboard, it's 4-3. It's not 4-3. 4-0 here in the top of the fourth. Here comes the pitch to Bougarine, and that is fouled off just above us, and we'll do it again at no balls and two strikes. Jesus Bougarine struck out his first time up, but Fresno, a big home run from Cody Huff to left field. Here comes the pitch to Bougarine, and it is swung on and missed, and that will end the inning. But not before Cody Huff, a 3-run homer to left field. 4-0 Grizzlies. We head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark here in Visalia, California. Bottom of the fourth inning, 4-0 Fresno leads Visalia. Manco Avenue, Lou Provence apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Here comes the first pitch from Sergio Sanchez. It's a called strike. To Drew Jones, counted 0-1. We'll give you Sanchez's numbers in a moment. Again, 1325 East Fox Hill Drive. Lou Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leproveneapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed. Good breaking ball to count at 1-2 from Sanchez to Jones, who is 0-1 with a ground out. And we thank Minko Abelou Provence Apartment Homes for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As here's a ground ball to the second baseman, Perez is up with it. The throw to first is in time, and Jones is retired. It goes 4-3 again for the first out. As here comes Yonsel Luis, who is 0-1 with a strikeout here in the bottom of the fourth inning. We thank Manco Abbott and Lou Provence Apartment Homes of the Dominion for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the pitch to Luis. It's outside. The count at 1-0. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. So Sergio Sanchez takes over on the bump. Here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off. The count now at 1-1. Jake Madden's done for the afternoon to Sergio Sanchez. And E.J. Andrews Jr. now into right field. As here comes the 1-1, and that is fouled off. The count now at 1-2. So a couple changes for Fresno. Yonsel Luis, count at 1-2. Here comes the pitch. It's in the dirt. Good stop from Huff. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So E.J. Andrews Jr. takes over for Daniel Amaral. I don't know the exact reason why. Wears number 28 on the back of his jersey. Hopefully Amaral is okay. Amaral 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts before leaving the game. As here comes the 2-2. And it's a ground ball to Carrig at short. Carrig up with it. The throw to first is in time for the out. Just beating Luis for the second out. As here comes Christian Robinson, who is 0 for 1. So Andrews Jr. into the game for Amaral. He will bat second, which means he will hit third next inning. And Sergio Sanchez on the bump. Takes over for Jake Madden, who threw 3 perfect innings. No hits, no runs, no walks, 4 strikeouts for Madden. As that is low count at 1-0. Probably the best outing for Madden this year. Now, I know it's only 3 innings. I know he's had a couple great starts with 5 to 6 innings. But Madden, best start with Fresno that we've seen so far. Here's the 1-0. Ground ball with a broken bat to Perez over to first in time. Sanchez, a 1-2-3 inning. But Madden, very efficient, threw strikes, was great, and the Grizzlies have a 4-0 lead as we head to the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown.
Cole Carrig, that was right down the right field line. It's an RBI as well as it scores Snyder from first. First hit, first run of the inning. Fresno now 7 hits, 5 runs. As here's E.J. Andrews Jr. and here comes pitching coach in Tyler Mark. As Andrews Jr. will come up, runner at third with no outs. By the way, we want to give a big thank you again to Express Furniture Rental. Their number is 800-933-3689 today. 800-933-3689 today, efrental.com. And Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has new amenities at a great low price, and they are waiting for you, the weary traveler. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies, here in the top of the fifth. On September 3rd, as here's E.J. Andrews Jr. now. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Encarnacion, and that is a strike to Andrews Jr., count at 0-1. Carrick's fourth triple, by the way, his other three came in the same game at Modesto for a Grizzlies franchise record. 5-0, though. Here comes the 0-1, and Andrews Jr. up the middle. That's a base hit! 6-0, Andrews Jr., the RBI single. And Carrig will score. So E.J. Andrews Jr., it's an RBI single right up the middle with the drawn infield. Scores Carrig for the second time. So 2 hits, 2 runs. They have 8 hits, 6 runs now. 6-0 here in the fifth. As here comes Aiden Longwell, 1 for 2. And a single and a run back in the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch from Encarnacion as he checks on Andrews Jr. He's back there safely. Fresno has now scored 6 runs over their last 3 innings. And As here comes the pitch to Longwell, and Longwell fouls it off. The count at 0-1. Nice short compact swing for the Kent State product. A 17th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2023. Hit very well with the ACO Rockies, was producing. Here comes the 0-1 to Longwell from the right-hander in Encarnacion. Here comes the 0-1. And it is outside. Count now at 1-1 to Aiden Longwell. Andrews Jr. at first base. Grizzlies manager in first base, Coach Steve Solis, talking to Andrews Jr. Here comes the 1-1 now to Longwell. And it is a ground ball. And this could be two. Sim to the shortstop. Back to first. And it is a double play. Nice job by Visalia turning the double play. It goes 3-6-1 on the double play. 3-6-1 on the double play. So two outs now. Here's Kyle Karros, 2-for-2. A run in the fourth inning. Here in the top of the fifth, 6-0 Fresno leads Visalia. So it goes 3-6-1. Sim starting the double play. To the shortstop, Fernandez, back to the pitcher covering in Encarnacion. As Steve Solis talking to base umpire Tim Barreras, that pitch is outside. The count at 1-0. So Fresno leads here in the top of the fifth inning. Here comes the 1-0. And it is a called strike. The count now at 1-1. So no one on here. Here comes the 1-1 and Karros outside. Counted 2-1. Karros still searching for his first professional homer. Karros has hit very well over the past couple of weeks with the Grizzlies. As that is a check swing, he did go around and count out 1-2. Karros batting .279. He already has an 8-game hit streak and a 5-game hit streak since joining the Grizzlies. As that is called strike three, and that will end the inning. But not before an RBI triple from Cole Carrick and an RBI single from Andrews Jr. It is 6-0 as we have the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Behold, marvelous wealth beyond your wildest dreams.
It's the $1.7 million Pyramid of Cash giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold.
Ascend to discover thrilling fortunes.
Like your share of $700,000 in cash and prizes every Thursday and Friday in September and October.
Plus, a chance at $1 million.
It's the $1.7 million Pyramid of Cash giveaway only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark here in Visalia, California. Bottom of the fifth inning, 6-0. The Grizzlies lead the Rawhide as Jose Fernandez will lead things off. 0-for-1 with a ground out back to Madden initially. Madden, three perfect innings before giving the ball now to Sergio Sanchez. Here comes the pitch to Fernandez. And that's outside from Sergio Sanchez into the game. 6 feet, 180 pounds for Sanchez. He's 22 years old from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. Here comes the 1-0 from the right-hander. Check swing. Did it go around? He did. The count now at 1-1. Sanchez signed as an international and drafted free agent in 2018. Sanchez, second year now with the Grizzlies. The right-hander has been sensational this year. Here's the 1-1, and that is a high pop-up. This is on the infield. Who's it going to be? It's the first baseman Longwell making the play for the first out. Longwell coming all the way down towards where the catcher Huff was, and Huff, a big smile towards the Grizzlies dugout as he knew that he was not going to be able to make a play right there. That was going to be a tough one for Huff to make, and luckily Longwell coming in there. Sanchez, a 2-1 record, a 3.07 ERA. He has two saves and four holds on the year. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Sanchez, his 36th game out of the bullpen. He's done a little bit of everything for Fresno. Long relief, hold situations, has even closed some games, as that's a check swing, and the catcher Cody Huff is there. The throw to first in time. It goes 2-3 for the second out, as here comes Kevin Sim, who's 0-1. And Cody Huff, great job directing, telling Sanchez it's all his, mine, as he makes the play. Great throw from Cody Huff as well. You can see the nimble feet of Huff as he got from his squat position to the ball, as that's inside. The count at 1-0 to Sim. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here comes the 1-0 from Sanchez. And it swung on and missed. Good breaking ball. The count at 1-1. Sanchez, he has multiple pitches that he can throw for strikes. Fastball, curveball, slider, change. As here comes the 1-1 from the right-hander. And that is swung on and missed. Suave. Good pitch right there from Sanchez. The count now at 1-2. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, glad you could join us for Sunday afternoon baseball, the last road game of the 2023 regular season. 1-2. Here comes the pitch from Sanchez. And it is a ground ball to the third baseman, Karros. He's up with it to first in time. And Sergio Sanchez, two clean innings. We head to the top of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Top of the sixth inning, and it's all Grizzlies so far. 6-0 on the Rawhide. Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chukchansey Gold, going on now through September 4th. Drive away with adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash plus a truck. Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24-karat fun. First pitch to Bryant Betancourt from Philip Abner is a called strike. Counted 0-1. He takes over for Lorenzo Encarnacion. And we thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the sixth. Here comes the 0-1, and that is low. Count now at 1-1. Here on September 3rd, Six games remain after this game in the 2023 regular season. Here comes the 1-1, and Betancourt fouls it off, count at 1-2. So final line for Lorenzo Encarnacion as Abner takes over. Encarnacion, 5 innings, 8 hits, 6 runs, all earned, no walks, 1 hit by pitch, and 7 strikeouts. Encarnacion was very good in terms of throwing strikes, but got beat by 2 long balls. As that is swung on and missed in the dirt, Betancourt over to first. The throw from the catcher is in time, Boyd, and Betancourt is out. First strikeout for Abner. Goes 2-3 on the put out. And Philip Abner takes over. The only left-hander in the Visalia bullpen. Abner, his second game. He made his debut earlier this week. Abner, 6'1", 230 pounds. From Charlotte, North Carolina, a 6th-round draft pick out of Florida in 2023. The former Gator now will take on Andy Perez. Here's the pitch, and Perez takes a pitch inside. Count it 1-0. So Abner takes over for Encarnacion. Abner, in his debut, that was back on Thursday. Yes, here comes the 1-0. It's a ball. Count it 2-0. Abner, 1 inning of work. No hits, no runs, 1 walk, no strikeouts for him. 2 balls, no strikes. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander. And it is swung on and missed. Count now at 2-1. Fresno looking for the series win. They lost on Tuesday, won Wednesday, Thursday in comeback fashion. Friday a shutout. Then Visalia shutout last night. So back-to-back games, there's been a shutout. Fresno won the first series at Chukchansey Park, 4 out of 6 games. They have won 3 out of 5 so far, looking for a big series win in their last road game of the 2023 regular season. Here comes the 2-1 from Abner to Perez. Long pause, here it is, and that is fouled off. The count at 2-2 here at Valley Strong Ballpark, 320 feet to left and right field. Down the lines, 405 to dead center. Big barn out in right center field. Nice small ballpark here in Visalia, about 43 minutes or so from Chukchansey Park. Here comes the 2-2, and that is a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. Now 3-2. The Grizzlies commuted all week here to Visalia. And a day game, just the 16th of the year. The Grizzlies, something they're not used to. They haven't played a day game since they were in San Jose. That was back on August 9th, where they lost 2-0 in a very quick game. The Grizzlies, in day games this year, they are 7-8 with a 3-5 mark on the road. Here comes the 3-2, and Perez, a little blooper, out to shallow center field, a long run for everybody, but Jones is there to make the play for the second out, and Perez is retired. Two away now as here comes Cody Huff, 1-for-2, a 3-run homer out to left field. Huff has had a great series overall. Cody Huff, 4 hits the other night. In the series, Huff is 6-for-14, with 5 RBI and 2 extra base hits in that process. As here comes the pitch from Abner, and that's outside. The count at 1-0. Abner, 21 years old, part of an SEC group that was very good over at Florida. Powerhouse in baseball. Here comes the 1-0. That is high. Counted 2 balls and no strikes. And the only lefty among the Visalia bullpen, so the Grizzlies, if they can get past Abner, we'll just see righties here on out. They have 4 lefties and a switchy in their lineup this afternoon. Here comes the 2-0, and that's a called strike. Count it, 2 balls and 1 strike. Here in the top of the 6th inning, 6-0, Fresno leads Visalia. Inland Empire and Modesto are headed to extras. 1-1 in that game. Here comes the 2-1 now to Cody Huff. And Huff, swing and a miss. Count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here in the top of the 6th inning. Glad you could join us however you're listening and wherever you're listening. My name is Stephen Rice. Grizzlies return home on Tuesday to battle the Modesto Nuts, the winner into the postseason. Here comes the 2-2. And it is a fly ball into shallow right field. Long run for the right fielder Guzman, and he will make the play to end the inning. And we'll be back right after this. We have the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancy Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only six games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Behold, marvelous wealth beyond your wildest dreams.
It's the $1.7 million pyramid of cash giveaway at Chuck Chancy Gold.
Ascend to discover thrilling fortunes.
Like your share of $700,000 in cash and prizes every Thursday and Friday in September and October.
Plus, a chance at $1 million.
It's the $1.7 million pyramid of cash giveaway only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark here in Visalia, California. Bottom of the sixth inning, 6-0. The Grizzlies lead the Rawhide. Sergio Sanchez back out for his third inning of work as Alvin Guzman will stride to the plate 0-for-1. Alvin Guzman, a two-hit game last night. As here comes the pitch from Sergio Sanchez. And it is outside. The count at 1-0. As we mentioned, the Grizzlies return home Tuesday, September 5th, so 2 days from today. Here comes the 1-0 as they start a six-game series against the Modesto Nuts. Let's count now 2 balls and no strikes to Guzman. Here comes the pitch from Sanchez. He will wind and deal. And that's a called strike. Count now at 2-1. And the series, whoever ends up winning the series, if the Grizzlies somehow tie or win the series, they will clinch a postseason berth. On the other side, same thing for Modesto. If they can win the series, as a count 3-1 to Guzman on an inside pitch. 3 balls, 1 strike. Here comes the pitch from Sanchez. And it is called strike 2. Now 3 balls and 2 strikes. Good pitch from Sanchez. Count now full. So the Grizzlies, a one-game lead in the division over Modesto. That's in the second half standings. The winner will meet San Jose in the divisional round. Here comes the 3-2 to Guzman. And it's inside, ball 4. And the first base runner for Visalia. It's a leadoff walk as here comes Jeremiah Boyd, who's 0-for-1. First base runner for the Rawhide. Now Jeremiah Boyd is 0-for-1 with a ground out. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So the series starts on Tuesday at 6:50 p.m. And again, a one-game lead. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike to Boyd. The count at 0-1. Inland Empire Modesto tied at 1. They're in the 10th inning in John Thurman Field. Here comes the 0-1. Long pause by Sanchez. Here's the pitch. And in the dirt. Good stop. The count now should be at 0-2. Did he go around? He did not. Now actually 1 ball and 1 strike. But the Grizzlies, they control their own destiny. Because if they can win the series against Modesto, they will of course clinch a playoff berth, having that one game lead. The Grizzlies currently hold the current tiebreaker with head-to-head record 14-10 over Modesto, which means the only way Modesto can get in is to win the series, as that's in the dirt and Guzman up to second base on the wild pitch. Count now at 2 balls and a strike. So Modesto will have to go into Chukchansey Park, hostile territory, and win a series. But Modesto has won 12 in a row. They're in another battle with the Inland Empire 66ers, who are playing for their playoff lives as well. And the Grizzlies, at home this year, among their series, this year they have played 10 series. As here's the pitch, and that is fouled off, counting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. They have won 7. They have tied 2, and they've lost 1. That came to Stockton earlier in the year. 2 split series against Modesto and San Jose. So the Grizzlies, all they have to do, if they maintain their 1-game lead in the division, is they have to at least split the series. As here comes the 2-2, and that is a pop-up drifting towards the first base side and foul as Longwell gives it a look, and the count remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Grizzlies, all they have to do is split a series. If they win the series, they're in as well. Fresno would love Inland Empire to win against Modesto. And if they can win, make it 2 games. As here's the 2-2 line drive out to center field, a base hit. There goes the no-hitter. It will score a run, an RBI single for Jeremiah Boyd, and the no-hitter is gone here in Visalia. It scores a run as well as Guzman comes in to score. And Fresno, great job by the pitching staff, though, so far. It's an RBI single for Boyd. Now 1-for-2. It's a run as well. First hit and a run. And a round of applause for Fresno pitching. They went 5 perfect innings. As that's a strike on the swinging strike to Cabral. The count at 0-1. Cabral struck out swinging his first time. Because all the Grizzlies have to do next week is win a couple games. They would love to have a 2-game lead going into the divisional, or going to that series. A chance to get to the playoffs in the divisional round, as that will get away from Huff. Up to second base goes Boyd on the wild pitch. Runner at second here with no outs. Scoreboard is wrong right now. It says it's 2 outs. That is incorrect here in the 6th inning. Bottom of the 6th. 6-1 Fresno leads Visalia. So Grizzlies, all they have to do is win next week. Here comes the 1-1, and that is fouled off. Count now at 1-2. Again, though, the tiebreaker for it, both teams, if they are tied, the head-to-head record would be the first tiebreaker, and then the next would be winning percentage over the last 20 games, which would be in Modesto's favor currently. Here comes the 1-2, and that is a little blooper in the left field, a base hit. Snyder will pick it up, but it's a single as he will throw the ball in there. And Cabral reaches on an infield hit. That ball barely got into left field. Second hit now. So runners at first and third with no outs for Drew Jones, who is 0-for-2. As here comes pitching coach Mark Brewer. So once again, the Grizzlies, they just need to win the series. I'm going to say it over and over again. A 1-game lead with 7 games left, 6 and then the remainder of this one. 2-1 Inland Empire just took the lead over Modesto. They're in the top of the 10th now. 3-1 in the 10th inning. So the Grizzlies can have a 2-game lead in the division because they have that head-to-head record and the best overall record. All they would have to do is win 2 games. And the reason why is because then the lead would be 4 games with 4 left. And if Modesto ends up winning their final 4 games, it'd be head-to-head, and the Grizzlies have the head-to-head in that situation. Either way, the Grizzlies would love to take that series. As here's Drew Jones, runners at first and third with no outs. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike. The count at 0-1. They're in the bottom of the 6th inning. 6-1, Fresno leads Visalia. Here comes the 0-1. That is a base hit into right field. Andrews Jr. takes it on a hop. The throw to second. And another RBI single. 4 straight batters have reached here in the 6th. Cabral to second. An RBI single for Drew Jones to right field. So three hits, two runs now this inning. Now 6-2. And Visalia trying to put something together as here's Yonsel Luis. Luis 0-2. Runners at first and second with no outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Sanchez a little bit of trouble here in the third inning of work. Here's the pitch, fouled off, count at 0-1. Sanchez known for eating some innings up this year for Fresno and has worked three innings. That was earlier this year for a season high in innings, but Sanchez used to be a starter back in the DSL. Sanchez three innings on April 11th versus Stockton. Here's the pitch outside. The count now at 1-1. Sanchez, 22 years old, born on January 13th. Signed as an international free agent on November 10th, 2018. Here's the pitch. Fly ball to right field, way back there, and it's gone. It's 6-5 all of a sudden. A three-run homer, and this lead is one. A five-run sixth inning for the Rawhide. A three-run homer for Luis. He got every bit of that pitch. Jones will score. Luis scores as well. Cabral scores. Four hits. And now five runs. And with no outs, here's Christian Robinson, who's 0-2. And all of a sudden, this game is 6-5. Here comes the pitch from Sanchez. And it is outside, the count at 1-0. Sergio Sanchez, with those five runs now, is the most earned runs he's allowed in a game this season. Here comes the 1-0. And it is outside, count now at 2-0. To Christian Robinson. Luis got every bit one of that fourth homer of the year. Here comes the 2-0. That swung on a miss. Count now at 2-1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Grizzlies looking for a series win, but the Rawhide not going away just yet. Here comes the 2-1. And that is low. Now 3-0. And Sanchez has not been able to be consistent this inning. Falling behind again. Here comes the 3-1. And it is a called strike. Now 3-2. Visalia, five runs without an out recorded. A walk, three singles, and a homer. Here's the 3-2. It's in the dirt. Ball four. And another walk. Second walk for Sanchez of the inning. This should do it for him as Steve Sleese comes out of the dugout. And that will do it for Sanchez, who can't even get through the third inning of work. The Grizzlies had a perfect game through five and now battling to keep this lead. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only six games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Behold, marvelous wealth beyond your wildest dreams.
It's the $1.7 million Pyramid of Cash giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold.
Ascend to discover thrilling fortunes.
Like your share of $700,000 in cash and prizes every Thursday and Friday in September and October.
Plus, a chance at $1 million.
It's the $1.7 million Pyramid of Cash giveaway, only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark here in Visalia, California. Bottom of the sixth inning, still five runs already for the Rawhide, no outs. Runner at first, and now Carson Skipper will take over on the bump for Sergio Sanchez. And here's Jose Fernandez, who's 0 for 2. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. Count at 0-1 from Carson Skipper, who's appearing in his 39th game out of the bullpen. Skipper picked up his first professional win just the other night, as that's outside, count at 1-1. Skipper, a 1-2 record, picked up the win in the extra innings win on Thursday after two innings of work. Here comes the 1-1, a check on the runner, back safely. Skipper, 46 2/3 innings this year. He has issued 6 walks while striking out 58 batters. Here comes the 1-1, and that is fouled off. Count now at 1-2. Skipper, a lot of pitches from a tough angle over the top for the left-hander. Listed at 6'2", 211 pounds. He is 24 years old from Birmingham, Alabama. An 11th round draft pick out of Auburn in 2022. As that is swung on and missed, and Fernandez is retired. First strikeout for Skipper. First out of the inning, as here comes Christopher Torin, who is 0 for 2. Inland Empire leads Modesto 4-1 in the bottom of the 10th, by the way, but Modesto has the bases loaded with no outs. Keep an eye on that game. San Jose leads Lake Elsinore 1-0 in the second. As there goes the runner, no one's at second base, and Perez late to there. It's a stolen base for Robinson. So runner at second with one out. Count 1-0 to Torin, and Huff confused there. No one was covering between Carrig and Perez. Just a miscue right there on communication between the middle infielders. Huff was a good throw right on the money, but Robinson also had a good jump. Here's the pitch, and that is a strike. Count at 1-1. Still here in the bottom of the sixth inning, a long inning for Fresno. Only one out so far. Here comes the pitch, and that is outside. Count it 2-1. 6-5, Fresno leads Visalia, but a 5-run inning for the Rawhide. They are back in this game. Here comes the pitch. That's in the dirt. Now 3-1, and Skipper can't find the strike zone to Torin. Skipper, a very good left-hander in terms of throwing strikes and hasn't been able to connect yet. Here's the pitch. That is low. Ball four. His 7th walk this year, 2nd in the series. 3rd walk this inning for Fresno pitching. Runners at 1st and 2nd with 1 out. The Rawhide, their 9th batter this inning. It's Kevin Sim, who's 0-2. So Carson Skipper, just his 7th walk. As we said, pitched on Thursday. Skipper is 39th game out of the pen. 12 holds leads the team. Here comes the pitch. There goes the runners. The throw to third. And the tag. And the ball gets away from Karros. And he's out. And Deke Garner's going to argue. Karros tagged him. And then the ball came out of his glove as he fell towards the ground. And now the Rawhide are arguing with Jared Dworson and Tim Barreras. And the fans here not happy with the call. Karros made the tag and then tripped, fell down, and when he did, the ball rolled out of his glove. And Dee Garner, I think, has an argument here, but the call was made, and I don't know if the runner getting into Karros was a difference, but if it is, a stolen base possibly, with only one out still. So we will see what the call officially is. Could be a double steal, possibly. And they are saying he's out. So Robinson is thrown out. It goes 2-5 on the caught stealing. Torin up to second. So two outs now. And a runner at second. By the way, 4-2 Inland Empire leading Modesto in the 10th. As that is swung on and missed. Count now at 1-1. So the Grizzlies, a caught stealing, and a second out of the inning. Here comes the 1-1, and that is low count at 2-2. On that play, though, I think what the umpire in Tim Barreras was saying was that he was tripped up by Robinson, and that's how the ball went out of the glove. As here's the 2-1, swung on and missed. Good pitch in the dirt, counted 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, and I think he said he had possession of the ball. And then through the momentum, he fell down, and that's why the ball scooted out of his glove. As that is swung on and missed, and Skipper's out of the inning. He leaves the tying run stranded at second, but five runs for the Rawhide. They're back in it. We head to the seventh. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark here in Visalia, California. Top of the seventh inning, 6-5. Fresno leads Visalia. The Rawhide, a 5-run, 6-inning. They're back in this game as Jesus Bugarin takes on the left-hander in Abner to lead things off. The Grizzlies offense need to score a couple insurance runs in their final three innings. Here comes the first pitch to Bugarin, and that is outside. Count it 1 ball and no strikes. The Grizzlies have scored 35% of their runs in innings 7-9. Here comes the 1-0, and Bugarin, a little blooper to right, but foul. Count now at 1-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. Here's a little blooper to the second baseman. This is playable, and making the catch is Torin, and Bugarin is retired for the first out, now 0-3. As here comes Jake Snyder, 0-1, hit by pitch and a run. Again, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the top of the seventh, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. Again, here in the top of the seventh inning, here's the pitch to Snyder and a check swing, and it is a strike. Count it 1 ball and 1 strike. Here in the top of the seventh, here on September 3rd, the last road game of the regular season, as that is a call strike to Snyder, now 1-2. As Modesto just scored a run in the bottom of the 10th inning, now 4-3. In that game. Here comes the 1-2 now to Jake Snyder. Abner comes set. Here comes the 1-2. And that is outside. Count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jake Snyder. Here comes the pitch from Abner. And Snyder, swing and a miss. He's down on strikes. That is the second out for, or second strikeout, second out as well for Abner. And with two away, here comes Cole Carrick. Carrick, two legs of the cycle, a home run, triple, two RBI and two runs. He is 2 for 3 tonight. And for the first time tonight, or today, he will hit from the right side against a left-hander. Here comes the pitch. That's a strike. Nope, it's a ball. Count of 1-0. Carrick hitting as a righty, left side of the batter's box. Here comes the 1-0 to Carrick. And Carrick takes it high. Count now at 2 balls and no strikes. Carrick, a switch hitter, born in Modesto, California, went to Turlock High School. Here in the top of the 7th inning. Here comes the 2-0. And it is a called strike. The count now at 2-1 to Cole Carrick. Carrick, a very aggressive hitter. We saw that with the swing earlier on the home run. Same way on the base pass. A very good ball player, though. 21 years old, can play multiple positions. As that is swung on and missed, an aggressive swing. Now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cole Carrick here in the top of the 7th inning, 6-5, Fresno leads Visalia. The last road game of the regular season, a day game as well, the 16th day game of the year. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Here comes the pitch from Abner. And it is swung on and missed, and that will end the inning. We head to the stretch, 6-5 Fresno. Modesto just walked it off in Inland Empire, so the Grizzlies need a win tonight. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Behold, marvelous wealth beyond your wildest dreams.
It's the $1.7 million pyramid of cash giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold.
Ascend to discover thrilling fortunes.
Like your share of $700,000 in cash and prizes every Thursday and Friday in September and October.
Plus, a chance at $1 million.
It's the $1.7 million pyramid of cash giveaway only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell.
Stretch time here in Visalia at Valley Strong Ballpark. Bottom of the 7th inning, 6-5, the Grizzlies lead the Rawhide. As Cade Denton takes over on the bump as the first pitch is outside to Alvin Guzman, who started the 5-run, 6-inning for the Rawhide. Alvin Guzman a walk and then scored a run, as that is a called strike. The count at 1-1 from Cade Denton, who takes over for Carson Skipper. Here comes the 1-1 from the right-hander. And that swung on and missed. That was filthy. The count at 1-2. Good breaking ball from Denton. His second game now with Fresno. Denton, 6'3", 180 pounds, just 21 years old from Garland, Texas. A 6th-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2023 out of Oral Roberts. Here's the 1-2. That is called strike 3. And Denton gets Guzman First strikeout for Denton. Seventh by Fresno pitching, as here comes Jeremiah Boyd. 1-for-2, an RBI single and a run. So final lines for Sergio Sanchez and Carson Skipper. Sanchez, 2 innings of work, 4 hits, 5 runs, all earned, 2 walks, no Ks. Carson Skipper, 1 inning, no hits, no runs, 1 walk, 2 Ks, as he got through a little bit of a jam in front of tonight's crowd of 1,404 for the last road game of the regular season. Here comes the 1-0, and it's inside. Count now at 2 balls and no strikes from Cade Denton, who we talked to on the pregame show just the other day. And Denton, very fun guy to talk to. Lots of energy. And a big part now of the Grizzlies' possible postseason push. And the Grizzlies need a win today because Modesto just extended their winning streak to 13 games with a walk-off hit in the 10th inning. As a 3-0 is a called strike, the count now at 3-1. So Modesto, after giving up 3 runs in the top of the 10th, they score 4 in the bottom of the 10th to win it. Unbelievable. As a 3-1's a ground ball to Cole Carrick. Carrick's up with it. The throw to first is low, and it is in time as Longwell stays on the base. It goes 6-3 for the second out. As here comes Requelman Cabral, who's 1-for-2 with a single and run. Prostate cancer is a disease that affects 1 in every 8 men, but most cases can be treated, especially when they are caught early. If you're 40 or older, ask your doctor about checking your PSA score. It's a simple blood test. Men, stay alive and stay in the game. For more information, go to fansforthecure.org. Ground ball to Longwell. He makes the play to end the inning. Again, Fans for the Cure, a proud partner of Minor League Baseball, and Kate Denton, a 1-2-3 seventh. We had the 8th. The Grizzlies lead by 1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. The season in a brand new Toyota. Get a low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Here comes the first pitch to Andrews Jr., swung on and missed by the new pitcher for the Rawhide, right-hander Junior Serta, who takes over for Philip Abner. 2 perfect innings for Abner. Here comes the 0-1, and that is a called strike. Count now 0-2 to Andrews Jr., is 1-for-1 with an RBI single. So Philip Abner, 2 clean innings, struck out 3, and now to Junior Serta. As that's a chopper, and it is fouled off. Count remains at 0-2. Junior Serta, a spot start just the other day for Visalia. That was on Wednesday. Pitched an inning and 2/3. Allowed 3 hits, 1 run was earned. 1 walk, 3 Ks. And the right-hander now, the second reliever out of the Visalia pen, as that is swung on a miss. Andrews Jr. down on strikes. First strikeout for Serta. 11 Ks for Visalia pitching, as here comes the first baseman, Aiden Longwell, now 1-for-3. The Grizzlies return home on Tuesday for a crucial six-game series against the Modesto Nuts. Come support your Grizzlies. FresnoGrizzlies.com. Lots of promotions as well, but we need your support. Here's a pitch to Longwell. Longwell, it's a called strike. The count at 0-1. Aiden Longwell, 1-for-3. Yes, here comes the 0-1. Serta taking his time. One, he will step off. That should be a pitch clock violation. It is. There it is. Count now at 1-1. If he steps off and there's no one on, he's trying to reset it, but that is a pitch clock violation. His count now at 1-1 to Aiden Longwell. But the Grizzlies, they lead by one in this game after Modesto just walked it off. They extend their win streak to 13 games. That's unbelievable. The last time they lost to the Grizzlies. As here's the 2-1. That is fouled off. Now 2-2. So Fresno going to the series. If they can hold on tonight or today, they will keep their one-game lead against Modesto with six games against the Modesto Nuts. And the winner of that series will head to the postseason. As Longwell, a base hit in the left center field, another multi-hit game. That's three straight multi-hit games for Longwell. Now seven hits for him in the last three games. It's a one-out single. Ninth hit for Fresno. As here comes Kyle Karros, 2-for-3. A run back in the fourth inning. Let's see if the Fresno offense can get something going here. With Modesto winning in extras, it is a half-game lead, so Fresno needs to win this. If they end up tied, they will go to the last series tied with Modesto. Here's the pitch. That's outside the count at 1-0, which means the Grizzlies then still will need to at least split the series with Modesto, because they do have the head-to-head against them, 14-10. That's how crucial and close it's been this year. Here comes the 1-0. That is a strike to count at 1-1, and Modesto winning all types of way in their series as well, too. And you got to give kudos, 13 wins in a row against two quality teams in San Jose and Inland Empire. As here comes the 1-1 to Karros. That's inside, count now at 2-1. Inland Empire was fighting for a playoff spot, and with their loss today and a win by Lake Elsinore, possibly the Storm, they're within striking distance of Inland Empire when they start a six-game series against the 66ers. That will be back in San Bernardino. As here comes the 2-1 inside, now 3-1 to Karros. As Rancho Cucamonga and Stockton will play later this evening. But the Grizzlies, again, all they have to do is win a series. Here comes the 3-1. And it's outside, ball four. Runners at first and second with one out for Bryant Bettencourt. A walk there to Karros. He's reached base three times now. First walk issued by Visalia pitching. But now it's easier said than done to just win a series, especially against a team who's won 13 in a row, has won games in almost every way you can think of, coming off a walk-off win after trailing by three runs. And you come back to win the game. That's a very good team, but a lot of low-scoring games as well. Fresno will have to pitch well. They will have to find a way to hit the ball as well, too. And that's why these last couple of innings for the Grizzlies are also crucial, because if Fresno can get some momentum going into Tuesday's series against Modesto, it will be big for them. And Bryant Bettencourt, the perfect guy at the plate to do so. Four homers on the year. The Grizzlies trying to get going right now, leading 6-5 here in the top of the eighth inning. Here comes the pitch to Bettencourt. And Bettencourt takes it for a strike, the count at 0-1. No balls, one strike. Karros leads from first. Longwell the runner at second, both with decent speed. Here comes the pitch to Bettencourt from Serta. And Bettencourt inside, called a strike, now 0-2. And That was a little inside, but Bettencourt either way will have to battle now. Kind of no balls and two strikes here in the top of the eighth inning. Fresno, 6 runs on 9 hits, no errors. Visalia, 5 runs on 4 hits, no errors. Both teams have a 3-run homer in the game. Fresno, 2 homers. Cody Huff and Cole Carrig. Here comes the 0-2. And it is outside. Count now at 1-2. Good pitch there to Bettencourt from the right-hander in Serta. Junior Serta listed at 5'11", 170 pounds from Tenares, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent by the Diamondbacks in 2020. Here's the 1-2 from Serta. And it is fouled off. Bettencourt just getting a piece of it. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate. Another 1-run game. Fresno, 43% of their games have been 1- or 2-run games. The Grizzlies, 34-20 on those 1- or 2-run games. 54 of their 125. Here comes the 1-2 to Bettencourt. And a ground ball, and that's in a right field, a base hit. Rounding third is Longwell. Here's the throw. He'll be stopped at third. Good move by the third base coach and Grizzlies bench coach and Cesar Galvez to hold Longwell. Great throw from Guzman in right field. Bettencourt his first hit. Now 1-for-4 at that single. Caros to second. Longwell to third. Second hit. Now 10 hits for Fresno. As here comes the pitching coach and Tyler Mark. He will go to the mound. But going back to it, next week, the Grizzlies have famous sitcom night. That is on Friday, September 8th at 6:50 p.m. featuring Leslie David Baker, who is Stanley from The Office. We also have Friday night fireworks presented by Fresno Madera Wetzel's Pretzels Food Truck. Make sure you grab your tickets now. There's a special VIP package to come meet Stanley from The Office. I'm very excited that he'll be at Chancy Park. A great night of fun on Friday, September 8th. Hopefully at that point, the Grizzlies will have a great crowd and hopefully a chance to clinch against Modesto. If not, another chance on September 9th at 6:50 p.m. for Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night. Special customized Marvel jerseys will be worn and auctioned off during the game. Post-game fireworks presented by Not All Heroes Wear Capes. As here's Andy Perez, 1-for-3, an infield single for him. Here comes the pitch to Perez, and he swings and misses the count at 0-1. But that's Marvel's Defenders of the Diamonds night. That's on September 9th at 6:50 p.m. And then the series wraps up on September 10th at 12:05 p.m. for Fan Appreciation Night presented by Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Here comes the 0-1, and Perez, a little blooper, and it will go foul, now 0-2. It's Fan Appreciation Day, presented by Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Pre-game catch on the field before the game, a Save Mart Sunday, and kids run the bases with free ice cream from Producer's Dairy. A very crucial series coming up at Chancy Park. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Here comes the 0-2. From Serta to Perez, and Perez swing and a miss. He is out. A big strikeout. And Perez down on strike, second out of the inning. As here comes Cody Huff, who has a 3-run homer, 1-for-3. So Cody Huff now. Bases loaded with 2 outs. Fresno leads 6-5. We'd love something big here for Cody Huff. Here comes the pitch. And it's outside the count at 1-0. Cody Huff. The Grizzlies catcher has had an outstanding series. 4-for-4 just the other night for Cody Huff. That was back in the 4-1 win on Wednesday. Had 2 big hits in the game. Here comes the 1-0. And that is outside now 2-0. And Huff now looking for one pitch right here. Cody Huff in the first game of the series went 0-for-3. Then the second game went 4-for-4. 2 RBI, including the go-ahead double. Here comes the 2-0. And that's a fly ball out to left center field. Cody Huff it again. Off the wall, extra bases. This will score two. Here comes the third one. Bencourt stops at third. Cody Huff delivers. Cody Huff has five RBIs. It is 8-5. And the catcher continues to hit in this series. An unbelievable hit by Cody Huff. It's a two RBI double. It scores Kyle Karros and Longwell. As here is Bugarin now. And that is outside the count at 1-0. Bencourt, the runner at third now. So the third hit scores two runs. 11 hits, 8 runs now, as here comes the 1-0 to Bugarin. And it's outside now, 2 balls and no strikes. Cody Huff has a 5 RBI game, 2 big hits for him as well. And for Cody Huff, that is a career high in RBI. Here comes the 2-0. And it is fouled off by Bugarin. The count now at 2-1. By the way, the Modesto final was 8-4, by the way. It was 8-4 in that game. Yes, here comes the 2-1 to Bugarin. And he lines one just foul. Count now at 2-2. So Modesto wins that game. It was a grand slam by Luis Suisbel to win it. 8-4. Modesto, a walk-off win. 2-2 to Bugarin. Here comes the pitch. And Bugarin outside. Now 3-2. Good pitch from Serta, just missing. So 3-2. Jesus Bugarin, runners at second and third with 2 outs. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander Serta. And it is called strike 3, and he is out. Bugarin down on strikes for the third time to end the inning. But Cody Huff, a 2 RBI double, and the Grizzlies extend their lead to 8-5. We had the bottom of the 8th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at...
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark here in Visalia, California. The Grizzlies lead the Rawhide 8-5 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. As the first pitch to Drew Jones is bounced past the first baseman Longwell. Down the right field line, extra bases for Jones. Andrews Jr. will throw it to second. It is offline. It's a leadoff double for Drew Jones, who's now 2-4 goes right down the right field line. Pretty much every hit this series for Jones has been to the right side. As here's Yonsel Luis, who has a three-run homer back in the sixth inning, 1-for-3. And the Rawhide trying to get back in this game against the new pitcher, right-hander Davis Palermo, as he takes over. Palermo wears number 38 on the back of his jersey. Here comes the pitch, and that's a strike to Luis to count it 0-1. So number 38, Davis Palermo on the bump. Second time we've seen him in this series. Here comes the pitch. It is low. Count at 1-1. Davis Palermo getting tagged with a double to start his game. Here comes the 1-1 to Luis. And it is swung on and missed. And the count now at 1-2. That ball was in the dirt. Good pitch there from Palermo here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Just five hits, but five runs with a Rawhide. They trail 8-5 here in the bottom of the eighth. Kate Denton, a 1-2-3 inning with a strikeout in his lone inning of work. Ground ball to second. Nice play from Perez. The throw to first is in time. Good play from the second baseman, Andy Perez. Up to third goes Jones. It goes 4-3 for the first out. As here's Christian Robinson, 0-2 with a walk and stolen base against Davis Palermo. So three innings by Madden, three perfect innings. Then Sanchez, two innings of work. Skipper, an inning of work. And then Denton, an inning of work. We're in the bottom of the eighth. So fourth reliever. Count at 1-0. Palermo comes set. Here comes the 1-0 from the right-hander. And a breaking ball in there. The count now at 1-1. Davis Palermo listed at 6'4", 200 pounds. 23 years old from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. An eighth-round draft pick out of North Carolina by the Rockies in 2022. As here's a one bouncer to Carrig. The only play is to first. It will score a run, now 8-6. So Robinson goes 6-3. It's an RBI as well. Scores Drew Jones after his double. So now 8-6. Two outs now for Jose Fernandez, who's 0-3. But the Grizzlies, those two runs by Cody Huff, a big two-run hit for him. Or two-out hit for him. So the Grizzlies still a two-run lead as here comes the pitch from Palermo. And it is a chopper to the third baseman, Karros. The backhand, the throw to first is in time. And Palermo out of the inning. But a run scores. It is 8-6. We head to the ninth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FraserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only six games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Behold, marvelous wealth beyond your wildest dreams.
It's the $1.7 million pyramid of cash giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold.
Ascend to discover thrilling fortune.
Like your share of $700,000 in cash and prizes every Thursday and Friday in September and October.
Plus, a chance at $1 million.
It's the $1.7 million pyramid of cash giveaway only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Top of the ninth inning here in Visalia, California. It's Jake Snyder, first pitch, swinging, and it's fouled off against the new pitcher, right-hander Gustavo Del Pozo, here in the top of the ninth inning. 8-6, the Grizzlies lead the Rawhide here at Valley Strong Ballpark. As here comes the 0-1, and that is low. Count now at 1-1 to Jake Snyder. 0-2, a hit by a pitch and a run this afternoon for Snyder. As the Grizzlies trying to hold on and win this afternoon to win the series and keep the one-game lead over the Modesto Nuts. As that's bounced in, the count now at 2-1. Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's a $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway. It took Chansey Gold going on now through September 4th. Drive away with adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash, plus a truck. Ground ball hard hit to the second baseman. This is gobbled up. The throw to first in time. Terrain gets Snyder, 4-3. As here comes shortstop Cole Carrig. Two legs of the cycle, but he's also struck out twice. 2-for-4, 2 RBI and 2 runs. Again, drive away with adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash, plus a truck. Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24-karat fun. There comes the first pitch to Carrick from Del Pozo, and that is in the dirt, count at 1-0. We thank Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, bring a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth. Here comes the 1-0 to Cole Carrick from Del Pozo, and it's fouled off. Count now at 1-1. Here in the top of the ninth inning. Here comes the 1-1 to Cole Carrig as Zach Agnew starts to get loose down in that Grizzlies pen. As that is low, the count now at 2-1 here in the top of the ninth. And the Grizzlies trying to hold on for a big, big Sunday afternoon win. Here comes the 2-1 now from Del Pozo. It's outside now, 3-1. And Boyd, the catcher, just let it go all the way to the backstop. Here in the top of the ninth inning, now 3-1 to Cole Carrig. We'll see if he sits on a pitch right here. Here on September 3rd. Here comes the 3-1 to Cole Carrig. And it is outside, 4. And it's a 1-out walk to Carrig. As here comes E.J. Andrews Jr. to the plate. Took over for Daniel Amaral. A little bit earlier in the game, Amaral had 2 at-bats before leaving the game. We don't know exactly why. Here comes the first pitch from Del Pozo to Andrews Jr. He'll come set. Here's the pitch. And that is a ball. A count of 1-0. By the way, third time that Carrick has reached base. Second walk by Visalia pitching. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game. What to expect on Tuesday. Here's the pitch. And that's a fly ball out to left field. And left fielder in Robinson near the warning track. He reaches up and makes the play, a long out for Andrews Jr. Second out of the inning as here comes the first baseman in Aiden Longwell. Longwell 2-for-4, 2 singles and 2 runs scored. He has been a big factor again this afternoon. 7 hits over his last 3 games for Aiden Longwell. Here comes the pitch to Longwell, and it is outside, the count at 1-0. Cole Carrick leading from first. So Agnew will have the ninth inning as the Grizzlies look to close this one out. 1-0. Here's the pitch from the right-hander Del Pozo. There goes Carrig, and Longwell fouls it off, now 1-1. Del Pozo is listed as 6'5", 190 pounds. The right-hander is from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. He'll be 24 this year. In December, signed as an international free agent in 2018 by the Diamondbacks. 1-1. Here comes the pitch to Longwell. And that's in the dirt count at 2-1. Good stop there from Boyd. A very good catcher. Boyd has stopped a lot of pitches this afternoon in the dirt. As he looks over to his dugout. Grizzlies trying to hold on, maybe add another run. Here comes the 2-1. And there goes the runner, and it's going to be caught by the shortstop, Fernandez. What a play to end the inning. He went up the middle to get Carrig initially. He was trying to steal. The line drive was hit at him. He maneuvered his body the other direction and made the catch. But the Grizzlies three outs away, and they're bringing in Zach Agnos. We'll be back right after this. Joseph Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only six games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Bottom of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Rawhide 8-6 here at Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. The last half inning in the road regular season for the Grizzlies, and they give the ball to no other than Zach Agnos, who comes in with a minor league leading 25 saves this season. He is third all-time in Grizzlies single season saves. He is four saves shy of the top two, James Hoyt next in line for Agnos. But Agnos coming off one of the best months, not only for him, but in California League and in minor league baseball. As the first pitch is high to Christopher Turin, who's 0-2 with a walk. Count at 1-0. Agnos in the month of August was fantastic. Here's the pitch. And that's a high, high pop-up, and it's going to be drifting right in front of us, and it will go foul. The count at 1-1. Zach Agnos in the month of August finished 2-0 with 7 saves in the 9 games he appeared in. The team, of course, went 9-0 in those outings. 10 1/3 scoreless innings, as that is a called strike. The count now at 1-2. Agnos allowed 9 hits and 1 walk with 17 strikeouts. In his last 2 months, Agnos 2-1 with 12 saves and a 0.43 ERA. He's only allowed one earned run in the past 2 months. Here's the 1-2. Outside, the count now at 2-2. Zach Agnos from East Carolina, a 10th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022. Here comes the 2-2. And that is called strike three. And Turin down on strikes. He clipped the upper part of the zone for the first out. And a big first out indeed. As here comes Sim, who's 0-3. One out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Now to Sim. Kevin Sim, we know he has power. Had a two-run homer in extras off Carson Skipper just the other night. As the first pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. The Grizzlies looking for a big win here on Sunday, keeping the lead at one game over Modesto. Here's the 1-0, and that is fouled off. Now 1-1. Zach Agnos one of the top pitchers in the California League. He last pitched on August 30th, a 4-3 record, a 2.28 ERA. His 44th game out of the pen as that is fouled off. And the count now at 1-2. So 1-2. Agnos, when he pitches, the team is 36-7. They've won the last 9 games he has pitched. 3 holds as well on the year for Agnos. Here's the 1-2 and a ground ball to the shortstop. Carrick, a diving play. The throw, it is just late. An infield single, and Carrick, what effort by the shortstop. Just the 6th hit for Visalia. As here comes right fielder Alvin Guzman, 0-2 with a walk and a run. Guzman, lots of power, so Agnos will have to be careful right here. In the bottom of the 9th inning. Stay tuned for the post-game show. Agnos comes set. Here comes the pitch, and that is outside. The count at 1-0. 1-0. Here on September 3rd. Here comes the 1-0, and that is swung on and missed. The count now at 1-1. Zach Agnos trying to wrap up this win right here. 1-1. Here comes the pitch. And that's a fly ball to right field. It is deep, and Andrews Jr. at the wall will make the play. Oh, Guzman gave it a rip, but he catches it at the warning track for the second out. Oh, Guzman just missed the tying home run right there. 2 outs now as here comes Jeremiah Boyd, 1-3, an RBI single and a run. That was in the 6th inning for him. As here comes the pitch from Agnos, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Man, that ball from Guzman, we know he has the power, and he just missed it. Agnos, sigh of relief. Here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander. That's outside, count at 1-1. Agnos, multiple pitches they can throw for strikes. 6 feet, 210 pounds. He was a two-way player. The 23-year-old ended up being a pitcher. The Rockies called and said, we want you to be a pitcher, and I'm glad they did. The count now 1-2. And the Grizzlies a strike away from a big series win here against Visalia. The Grizzlies looking to end their road trip on a high note, going 40-20 hopefully in the second half. When you win two-thirds of your games in the second half, you have a chance to reach the postseason. Here comes the 1-2. And it's a ground ball to Carrick. Carrick will do it himself at second. And Zach Agnos finishes it. And the Grizzlies a series win here in Visalia. Zach Agnos is 26th save of the year. And the Grizzlies hold on for a big win this afternoon. We'll be back with the postgame right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only 6 games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park Ticket Office. So get yours now.
Behold, marvelous wealth beyond your wildest dreams.
It's the $1.7 million Pyramid of Cash giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold.
Ascend to discover thrilling fortune.
Like your share of $700,000 in cash and prizes every Thursday and Friday in September and October.
Plus, a chance at $1 million.
It's the $1.7 million Pyramid of Cash giveaway, only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for another unforgettable week of baseball and entertainment at Chuck Chancy Park, September 5th through the 10th. Meet Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on The Office on Friday the 8th. Have a super time with Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday the 9th. Plus, don't miss some of your final chances to enjoy baseball in downtown Fresno this year with only six games left in the regular season. Tickets start at just $11 at FresnoGrizzlies.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. So get yours now.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Visalia, California, here at Valley Strong Ballpark for the postgame show. A wrap-up of tonight's game is your Fresno Grizzlies, a series win over the Visalia Rawhide. They end their road trip on a high note. The Grizzlies, an 8-6 win, a series win, and they maintain their one-game lead over the Modesto Nuts. The Grizzlies, they are 76-50 overall, 40-20 in the second half. The Grizzlies have won 67% of their games in the second half. 8 runs on 11 hits, no errors, 4 left on base. The Grizzlies have the best record in the second half in minor league baseball. For Visalia, they dropped to 49-77. They are 26-34 in the second half. The Rawhide, 6 runs on 6 hits, no errors. They left 2 on base. The Grizzlies only left 4 on base, so 6 total left on. The winning pitcher is Sergio Sanchez, now 3-1. The loss to Lorenzo Encarnacion, now 0-7. And the save to Zach Agnos, his 26th of the season. Time of the game, 2 hours and 16 minutes for the second straight game in front of 1,404 people as the Grizzlies wrap up their regular season road series. They have one more home series coming up. Let's go through the scoring plays first, though. The Grizzlies, they jumped out to a 6-0 lead. Cole Carrig, a solo homer in the third. Cody Huff, a 3-run homer in the fourth. It was 4-0 at that point. The Grizzlies added 2 runs in the fifth thanks to a Cole Carrig RBI triple and an E.J. Andrews Jr. RBI single. But the Rawhide scoring 5 runs in the sixth inning. It was an RBI single from Jeremiah Boyd, an RBI single from Drew Jones, and a 3-run homer from Yonsel Luis's fourth of the year. But Fresno found a way to score a big 2 runs late. Cody Huff, a 2-out two RBI doubles, 13th of the year. Huff finished with 5 RBI in the afternoon. And the Grizzlies had an 8-5 lead. Ground out scored the last run for Visalia in the 8th. 8-6 the final. Offensively, Cody Huff and Cole Carrig led the charge. The duo combined for 4 hits, 7 of the 8 RBI, 3 of the 8 runs as well, too. Aiden Longwell, another multi-hit game. Kyle Karros, a multi-hit game. Both Longwell and Karros, 2 runs apiece. The other RBI, E.J. Andrews Jr. on the RBI single. Run scored by Snyder. And also as well, Carrick scored twice for Fresno. On their side for Visalia, 2 hits again for Drew Jones, the top of the lineup. He had a double and a run, a single and an RBI as well. He led the charge. Luis, the home run, 3 RBI for him. Jeremiah Boyd at the bottom of the lineup, he had a run, hit, and RBI. Home run for Luis, double for Jones. For Fresno, Kerrigan, Huff homers, Huff the double, Kerrig the triple. Fresno pitching, they were perfect through five innings. They had a perfect game going with Madden and Sanchez, but then Sanchez in his third inning of work ran into some trouble. But Jake Madden, three perfect innings, his best start, in my opinion, this year. No hits, no runs, no walks, four Ks. Madden was very good. Sanchez, despite allowing five runs, had two good innings. Just a little bit of trouble in his third inning of work. Carson Skipper struck out a pair in a clean inning. Cade Denton, a clean inning. He picks up his first hold as a Grizzly. Davis Palermo allowed a run, but he picks up a hold, and then Zach Agnos doing Zach Agnos things, his 26th save of the season. For Visalia, Lorenzo Encarnacion struck out seven, but allowed six runs on eight hits over five innings of work. Two good innings for Philip Abner, perfect innings, three strikeouts for him. Two runs on three hits allowed by Junior Serda and Gustavo Del Pozo, a clean inning of work. So the Grizzlies, they win 8-6 to wrap up their road season in the regular season. And the next time, hopefully, Fresno will be on the road will be in the divisional round. But that's because the next series will determine that. The Grizzlies just need a win or split the series against the Modesto Nuts. They have a one-game lead. And a six-game series starts on September 5th, Tuesday, at Chukchansey Park at 6:50 p.m. Modesto right now will go to right-hander Darren Bowen. They did have a pitching change before first pitch. Tyler Cleveland was expected to go for Modesto, and I wonder if Modesto now will change their rotation and have Cleveland start on Tuesday instead of Darren Bowen. Fresno gives the ball to right-hander Gabriel Barbosa. Barbosa looking to get back on the right track. He suffered a couple losses in his last couple of starts. A six-game series at Chukchansey Park. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. The Grizzlies trying to reach the postseason for the third straight year. Meet San Jose. Probably the toughest matchup they'll have all year. Modesto has won 13 in a row. They have back-to-back sweeps. They just had a walk-off grand slam in the 10th inning this afternoon against Inland Empire, who's also fighting for a playoff spot. So Modesto, not a team to take lightly. We hope to see you at Chukchansey Park starting on Tuesday, September 5th. Well, that will wrap it up tonight. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on Fresno Grizzlies Baseball at FresnoGrizzlies.com, Stream Guys, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Sunday, and we will see you Tuesday for the biggest series of the year. Go Grizzlies!
Behold marvelous wealth beyond your wildest dreams.
It's the $1.7 million Pyramid of Cash giveaway at Chukchansey Gold.
Ascend to discover thrilling fortunes.
Like your share of $700,000 in cash and prizes every Thursday and Friday in September and October.
Plus, a chance at $1 million.
It's the $1.7 million Pyramid of Cash giveaway, only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino.